The billion-dollar shift happening in online education isn't about better marketing. It's about a fundamental change in what people will pay for.
Today, we're going to share exactly why we think some niches are thriving and others are diving. From knowledge to transformation, this is the new model for coaches and course creators. Okay, so I know we've been having this discussion on our Telegram chat for a while. I'm definitely noticing that for some of my, let's call it more traditional coaching clients, that some of them are starting to struggle a little bit. And a few months ago, I actually went down a little rabbit hole with AI and did a bit of Googling and also looked at industry stats to see what is happening with the coaching industry. Is it dying? Is it thriving? And we've sort of been questioning what's happening with it. What are you noticing or seeing?
Yeah, look, I think that there was a bit of a bubble with the coaching industry. And even in about 2020, there was this kind of bubble that happened where people made a lot of money because everybody was at home. But that was obviously because of what was going on in the world. And it seems like people got a little bit burned. I think maybe during that time it peaked where everybody just came online and everyone was creating courses and offers and things like that. And maybe they weren't really able to deliver on what they were promising.
Some of the stats were quite interesting when I went down this rabbit hole a bit. It seems like certain, let's call it sub niches or sub industries or whatever the case is, they still seem to be really thriving and on the up, let's say. And then other subsets of it are definitely on the downward trend. And I think there's quite a few reasons for this. And that's really the point of this whole episode, is our take on what we think is happening in the online learning kind of industry as a whole. And that's really what people are prepared to pay for these days. And we're seeing less that people are prepared to pay for these sort of elaborate, long, detailed courses. What they're more prepared to pay for is a transformation or something more practical, like an implementation or something like that.
Yeah, I'm also seeing a trend towards implementation. People want to have tangible results and they need to know that you can actually help them get that result. So they don't just want to listen to a video. I think they need more than that. And when you're putting your offers together, you really need to think about how you're going to help them get the result that you're promising in your marketing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love to use sort of counterbalancing the health coaching industry against, let's say, the lifestyle or the business coaching industry, because we're seeing that health coaching or fitness coaching, those kind of niches are definitely on the up, as it were. And the traditional, more sort of, you know, the regular, let's call it the regular business coaching and lifestyle coaching type coaching is on the downward trend. And I think part of that is, like you said, practicality, implementability, and results, right? Because if you think about a health coach, they're not putting you through a course where you're quasi becoming, you know, an anatomy and physiology genius and learning about every nuance of nutrition or whatever. They give you a blooming eating plan or an exercise plan. They tell you when to do it, how long to do it, and what you can expect to see. And then if you follow it, you actually do start seeing results pretty quickly. And that kind of feels like where the economy is at today. And people actually don't want to learn all this amazing stuff that we were teaching them. Back in the day, we were doing these detailed and elaborate. And even today, I find myself tripping into that methodology all the time, because you learn all this stuff and you get so excited about it. And then you want to share that knowledge. You want to teach other people the knowledge, because that's where we go. I think we both kind of naturally teachers. And it's like, nobody wants to be taught. They just want you to tell them what to do. Just give me the answer at the end.
Yeah. I think it's probably best if we find some sort of a balance where we do the bit of teaching, and then we also have to supplement that now with very practical step by steps. And the other thing is, even looking at what we're going to create going forward, like you and I, and then thinking about our clients and what they are offering. We've had some clients who have been revamping their courses, or they're doing a bit of a Marie Kondo on their courses. And so as you do that, and if that's something you want to do and you're called to do, we've got some ideas on how to make it more practical. So if you do have a course, it's not that you have to throw it all in the bin. It's just that it does need a revamp. Don't just leave those courses there that have been sitting in your course hub for 3, 4, 5 years. They're a bit out of date now because people need the practicality to go with it. So start thinking in that vein.
Yeah, totally. We're not burning it all down. Like, slow your roll. We are definitely taking what you've done and then thinking about ways that we can pivot and give you some ideas about how do you reinvigorate them. A lot of coaches have got their signature courses that they've put years into, you know, hundreds, dozens, whatever the number is of people, thousands in some cases, have been through these programs and courses and had incredible results. And that's kind of gone off the bubble. And, you know, you're wondering, should you throw it all away? That's not what we're saying. That's not what we're saying at all. We're saying we think you can take that traditional course or that program, that mentorship, that membership, whatever, and there's ways that you can just package it differently and sell it differently, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so one of the strategies you can think about with your existing programs is, in the past, as we've mentioned, that we used to almost stuff our courses and our programs full of stuff. It would be an encyclopedia of knowledge on the topic of the course. And what we're finding people find more valuable today is rather very small pieces of that that are very hyper-specific, rather than trying to sell people everything and the kitchen sink. So yeah, can you think of some examples like that?
Yeah, look, I think that people are a bit overwhelmed. There's so much information. So there's information overload. So if you go into your offers and see if there's something that you can actually pull out of there that's much more specific. For example, one of the things that I teach is launching. So instead of everything to do with an online business and Facebook ads, which change all the time, which is almost impossible to have a course on, that definitely needs to be a membership. So that's something else to think about, is if you have a course that actually is out of date because that technology is changing so much, if you happen to be in that sort of niche, it might be worth looking at that model. Does it actually suit a membership model versus a big course or group program, which is what they used to do, a year-long program, and you learn everything from ads to offer creation to launching to everything? Whereas, for example, inside of my program, I could just take the launching bit out and just teach the launching and have a program on that and then create something practical that goes with it, which I have a launch template, for example, in ClickUp or Asana. So you have the launch template, but then you could have the email template that goes with it. And then we could have something, for example, inside Hey CEO Flow, which is your high level white label, where they could have the opt-in pages, the thank you pages, the emails, everything is ready to go that goes with it. And actually that would be more valuable than the year-long program with just the knowledge, because now they're getting the implementation with it as well.
I second that. In the kind of digital product or online sales side, I'm seeing the more hyper-specific things are, the even more better it's doing. And it befuddles the brain because it's a core change in online learning. I mean, people are selling prompts now. One prompt gets sold as a digital product and goes absolutely mental and viral. So definitely I'm seeing that the more hyper-specific things get, the better. And I'm seeing a lot of really clever implementations of this, not only with clients, but also just in the online learning space when we are online and the things we watch and the things we see. I'm seeing some really clever implementations. I mean, people giving away GPTs, AI bots, or whatever the case is, that will basically answer one tiny section of whatever the overall process is. And they train that bot with their knowledge and then it just does that section. So for example, let's say we're doing a podcast, you would make a bot available that literally just does the hook, the opening hook. And that's the only thing it does. And people will pay excellent money for that if it does a really good job of doing that hook. So it almost needs to be beyond specific. I feel we used to teach things that was a module that was made up of lessons, and then the lesson would have a whole, you know, teaching that's made up of all these little steps and tasks or whatever. It's like you've got to look at one step in one task. It's crazy, but it does seem like the more specific it is, first of all, it's easier to deliver. Second of all, it's quicker and easier for people to see results because it's pretty immediate or close to it. And they know exactly what they're getting. It does what it says on the bottle. Like that, yeah. And it's instant, right? That's where we are today. We're like instant. We are watch on demand. We are no longer in the days where we would sit and watch the time for our TV show to appear. We want entertainment and we want it now.
Yeah, I suppose that's a good point, that it's not just the online education industry that's changed. It's just everybody's behavior has changed as a whole. So the way that we consume content, we even finding that you definitely don't have cable TV or anything like that. You would have, you know, Disney Plus or Netflix. And even that, I'm finding we're watching even less of that. It's like you want to specifically watch something that's going to enhance your life or, you know, better your business. And so you can be so specific about what you go and search and consume now.
Definitely. So let's get a little bit practical. Let's give people some ideas about things they can consider. And then I really like going through your program as an example, because we ran that through AI earlier and it gave some great examples. Okay, so one of the ideas I really like is a personalized roadmap. So if we're talking about first of all, talking about existing courses and programs and just trying to make them easier for people to digest or consume without making any major changes. The first step you could look at is by doing some kind of personalized roadmap. So it can be done quite easily with AI. Obviously, you can ask people a few questions in a form, and then AI can analyze that, compare it against the content that you've put in your course, and then give the person a roadmap. Go watch this lesson, then this lesson, then this lesson. So they're now not having to consume a whole season of the series. They just need to watch episode 1 and episode 3, and that's going to get them the best bang for their buck now. So I quite like that. That's quite easy to implement pretty quickly.
So one of the things that I actually helped a client do recently is to take the transcripts of the videos. So my husband was editing her course. So she filmed a new course. And then instead of just putting the videos into the course hub, which I've noticed some people still have that, they still just put the video there. And that means you just got to sit through the video. Sometimes you can't pull the transcript as a user. What I would recommend is, if you're going to do a bit of a revamp of your current courses that you might have in a course hub, or if you're creating something new, take the transcript of that video, put it into Claude AI, and then ask it to create a step-by-step SOP with headings, bullet points, short paragraphs, and action steps, so that underneath every single video is also essentially an SOP that people can follow. And that makes it a lot more practical already.
Brilliant. Yeah. Because then before you start watching a 40-minute lesson, you can actually just skim through and go, okay, I think I know most of this. Let's skip to the next lesson. I love that idea. Something else that's really quick and easy to implement from an AI perspective is all those existing worksheets and templates that you have in your course. You can actually use AI to generate them or complete them for the student or for the person that's going through your program. So again, you could get them to fill in a short form or whatever the case is, and then actually produce a personalized workbook for them or a personalized template for them. And I mean, this could be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. So depending on what your program teaches, I mean, think about a sales page copy. If that's in a general course that's teaching you about online business, one of the things that you'll definitely be covering is how to produce a sales page that really converts. And instead of having them have to learn and take in all of that knowledge and then sit down in front of a blank document and start writing from scratch, and let's face it, it's not all of our fortes, you could actually just ask them a few questions, and Bob's your uncle, you can actually produce a first draft of sales page copy. Probably much better than their first draft would have been anyway, as not copywriters. That's one of the things we always say, oh my gosh, can you believe how fast this is and how long it used to take us?
Yeah, and something that we have done extensively for clients, and it's something that we are going to be teaching, is how to create that brand voice, how to create your own document that you can essentially feed into Claude AI. Creating your brand voice, getting clear on your ideal client. This is all marketing 101 stuff that you have to do anyway. But using AI, you can create a really strong brand voice and a brand guide. And so we'll teach you how to do that. And then once you have that asset, you've got it, so that if you as a user are also taking someone's courses, have bought templates, have gone into a course hub, and say, for example, you have a sales page template, then you can feed your AI with your brand voice and all the information about your ideal client, your business, your voice, and then you ask it to help you fill in the blank of the template. And so if you can think of that, the way that people are using templates has changed, and it's changing. You know, maybe we might be a little bit ahead of the curve, and it's something that, you know, I'm sure we're happy to share and teach with you guys. That's something that we're percolating on. If we go back to my program, there is a sales page copywriting template. Then there's the builder template as well, where you can actually go and build it. And then another example would be the email template. So then what you can do is, once you've got your brand voice guide, you can feed it in, feed the template in, and get AI to help you fill in the blank and fill in the templates, so that it doesn't take you so long to write it yourself.
Exactly. So imagine now, if you're the course creator, the program creator, instead of giving people just the templates, if you have them fill in a form at the beginning of the course that gets that information, basic information about their brand, some aspects of their brand voice, what their offer is, and a few paragraphs about their ideal client, and you then providing them not only with the template, not only telling them how to complete the template, but you're actually giving them the first draft in your program. that is then powerful because people have a starting point that's not a blank page that they need to learn and fill in. You're actually giving it to them, and then it's just a matter of them refining something. And each of those little things could be sold in its own right as digital products. Yeah. Because again, like we mentioned earlier, instant and small, really actionable steps is what people are looking for. And I think it's really an exciting time for course creators. If I had a huge program with lots of learnings and templates, I would be just so excited to use AI in my business to create more offers, to create more appeal in my course, actually move the needle. Because I think the worst part for me is when I sell something like I sell a course, and I think that that might end up being the problem with the kind of mega course we're working on with how to create your brand with AI, is that there's so much that can go into it and you can go so far down the rabbit hole, but people don't actually necessarily want to go through that process and learn the way you learned, etc. They really are just looking for the quick fix. So if you can get them 70% there with a kind of rapid framework that doesn't involve them having to actually learn all the stuff, that's gold for people because we're all time poor. That's the thing.
The other thing that I've seen, there's a guy I'm following now who's really advanced with Meta ads, Facebook ads and so on. And he's big on selling these low cost offers. And I think sometimes it's quite hard to figure out, well, what is the low cost offer? And is that going to cannibalize my higher offers where there's a bigger investment? But what you could do potentially is take out little sections from your course or from your program and sell those as the low ticket offer. And then you can have the funnel set up on the back end. So then people are getting a good taste of something that they can implement, get a result, really enjoy your work and see how you work and how they can get a result using your framework, your template and everything that we've just spoken about. And then you can offer them other things in the funnel once they're in. I think I'm seeing a bit more of a trend towards that as well.
I'm so glad you mentioned the framework because earlier, and I didn't make a note of this, but earlier I was thinking so many of the course creators and teachers and coaches that we follow all have their signature frameworks. And they love to give you all this breakdown of what makes up their signature frameworks and all the steps and take you on this journey through their signature frameworks. I don't give a continental about your signature framework. I'm so sorry. Just give me a GPT that asks me 3 or 4 questions and gives me the answer. That is worth far more to me than this so-and-so's signature framework. I feel like it's a different economy.
So what I've seen people do is they may have their framework that they've spent years creating. And then what they're doing is they're creating custom GPTs and training it in their framework. So when you go into their program, they then include the copywriting one or the offer creation one or whatever the case is. And then instead of just being able to watch a video and have to download a PDF to fill out, I don't even know who does that anymore. Do it as a Google Doc that's editable. For those of us who've been around, we want something editable and that we can actually use. And then what they are doing is they are training the GPT bot in their framework so that imagine you can ask it the questions or help it can help you create your content or write your pages or whatever it is in the framework of the person that you bought a course or program. So you've got them available 24/7 as if you had that coach or consultant instantly available to you. I think that's really cool.
I love that. And the other thing I really love is talking about the frameworks again, when you load those frameworks into something like a GPT, and then you can have your students provide their drafts of whatever it is. So let's stick with the sales page example. So they take your template or your GPT, it goes and spits out a starting point for them. They go and refine it and work on it. And then they can feed it back into a GPT that then analyzes that content against the frameworks that's in your training and actually reviews that sales page for them and gives them any pointers if there's something that needs to be improved, etc. I mean, It is actually quite crazy how useful and fast AI has become. But I mean, there's tons of ways that course creators can really just give so much more value, not only just the value, because it's not about the value. We're not looking for a big fat course full of lessons, but value in terms of implementation, because a lot of course students fall short is following through, as you know, and sticking with the program and implementing everything and staying on track, etc. But if they were able to use bots or use AI or GPTs to get feedback from the coach, that without actually having one-on-ones, it just means they can move forward so much faster and get as much out of that training and that course as they can as quickly as possible. I hate that drip feed story. I think that was a different economy. If I see something's drip feed, oh no, sorry, skip. Because I want all the lessons now. Like, I want it all now, buddy. I want to feed it into my AI. I want to compare it with what my goals are. I want to get my action plan and I want to implement. I don't want to think about it for 5 months while you drip feed me little micro lessons every week. No, different economy.
Yeah, I mean, one caveat is obviously it depends on your ideal client. So there might be people that maybe aren't as tech savvy and that kind of thing. You do have to consider that as well, I would say. But I do agree with that. I feel the same way. I wouldn't want to have to wait. I just want to be able to implement as quickly as possible. And I'd actually love to hear from our listeners, how do you feel about that? Do you also want to just have something that you can implement quickly? Or do you still feel it's okay to wait for weekly content, for example?
Yeah, we all have different learning methods and learning styles. And also our preference in terms of consuming is so different. Even just amongst our close circle, we were having this conversation the other day where, Chanel, you love podcasts, audio only podcasts and Notebook LM. That's your jam. You can listen to hours worth of knowledge and it all goes in and it's amazing. I can get to 10 minutes of that kind of stuff. And if there isn't a visual element, I'm out. So I'm a more visual learner. And then Shireen, Chanel's stepsister and a friend of mine, she doesn't like either. She can't stand watching or listening to anything. It's all too slow for her. So she wants a transcript or something written out so she can speed read because she's an incredibly fast speed reader. So just among the three of us, we have completely different consumption styles, let's call it that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important as well today is I think that 10 years ago, we were all doing things the same. You would do a video and a workbook and a video and a workbook. And that was the game. That's how it was presented. And that's how everybody did it. And I think that in today's day and age, you need to offer more options. I don't think the traditional way is the only way. And I think you do have to consider how different people learn. I mean, even just making transcripts available now, this is a bit controversial because, again, depending on what you're teaching, I think some people feel like they really want the person to watch them. They don't want them to just grab the transcript and go and throw it in AI. But it's not up to you to really determine how the person consumes your content. Just make it easy for them to learn and implement what you're doing, what you're teaching. Don't make them have to jump through 100 hoops.
For me personally, I like to put my headphones in and go for a walk on the beach and then I'm listening to a podcast or I'm listening to a training while I'm walking. So I'm kind of doing two things at the same time, or I'll listen to a podcast while I'm driving. So that's why I can't have the video, because a lot of the time that I'm going to be consuming is while I'm busy doing something else. I know some people also, you know, if you're unpacking the dishwasher or you bringing in the washing off the line or something like that, then they're busy listening to something. So there's that type of person who wants to listen. There's a friend of ours who drives an hour to PE every day and he listens to podcasts in the car. So I think there's something in that as well. And yeah. What I'm noticing is some people are now already offering in the course hub, you have the audio file, you have the transcript, you have the summary, and then the workbook. There is a trend of actually sharing that as a Google Doc that people can copy into their drive and then they can literally edit it inside of Google Docs so that it's an editable document and it's in your cloud and it's saved where you're saving all the assets of that course that you're working on instead of having a PDF that gets downloaded to your desktop and then you never fill it in.
I couldn't agree more. And again, because of AI, now we are seeing the AI tools connect to your Google Drive or your Dropbox or wherever your storage is, and they can literally just go and find the information on the drive. It is quite phenomenal. 6 months ago, we would have to still go and find the document and upload it into our AI chat or copy and paste it into the AI chat in order for that knowledge to get into the AI. Now I can just say to Claude, you know, I'm talking about, hey, CEO Flow, and I'm talking about the ideal clients. And while I'm busy prompting, Claude is going into my Google Drive and finding the document. I feel like we keep repeating ourselves, but it's just a very different economy and a very different learning world. And I think there's so much knowledge out there as well that it's not the knowledge itself that's of as much value anymore. It's your implementation of the knowledge, your opinion of that knowledge, your take on it. That's what people are really prepared to pay more for, not the knowledge itself, because you can go to ChatGPT and get the knowledge yourself, like, yeah, far faster. Okay, so we're going to take you through a practical example. We always like to try out practical examples with these things. And earlier I was saying to Chanel, why don't we use her program, which is freaking brilliant, as an example, and just feed that into AI and see what AI would suggest. So this is the process we followed. We basically went to Claude and we took a copy of the sales page, went off to Claude and said, here's an example of the copy of Chanel's Brand Your Expertise on online course. It's an incredible course. What would be a good prompt for a course creator like this to use in order to get some good AI-based ideas about things to sell and how to leverage the course material, but turn it into something people would want to buy in 2025? And I've added the sales page copy. So first trick here is to actually ask your AI to create the prompt for you, because none of us are prompting geniuses and we don't need to be. So in real words, you ask your AI what you want it to do, but you start by saying you wanted to prompt, okay? So I then got a prompt back and it was a detailed prompt. I'm not going to read it out. Maybe we'll do a PDF copy of this kind of what it did as an example. But if you just use that kind of basic, speak to your AI in the human voice and ask it to create a prompt for you based on your sales page, that would be taking those offerings and making them more appealing to today's market, which is more about instant gratification, smaller wins, and leverage your knowledge that you've already used. So it was quite a detailed prompt that Claude created. And I said, great, run the prompt and give us some ideas. And it actually gave some amazing ideas. And what's quite funny is we're in the background working on some of these ideas already for Leverage CEO Show. So it was quite a good reinforcement, really, that the projects and the things we're working on in the background are likely to be good options for our ideal clients. So the first thing it said, of course, because the first module in your program is all about personal branding and your branding voice and knowing your branding voice. So the first thing was brand voice, and it was an instant personal brand voice generator as an idea. So basically create a GPT, ask the person a few questions, and then actually give them their brand voice, which is something that we are actually working on in the background. So that's pretty cool that it was like reinforcing that. And this prompt gave us back the method, how it recommends doing it. It gave a positioning and pricing indication, what it thought the customer experience would be. So this is not just a title and leaving you in the dark. It's really guiding you and giving you, yeah, basically, yeah, go fetch. These are some ideas, which I thought was pretty cool. And then I know you're going to want to talk more about the Launchpad kind of AR possibilities, because that's something we've dabbled with considering doing something like that as well.
Yeah, I mean, we know that live launching still works. I've seen it working this year, 2025. So doing some kind of a live launch, whether that's a masterclass live launch, a challenge launch, you know, fill in the blank, do something live, and then you could possibly turn it evergreen later. But that always creates an excitement. And we all know there's a lot that goes into a launch. And even if you've been doing launches for a long time, there's so many different steps in the launch that you can sometimes forget. Even I can forget what all those steps are. So what we have created is, I've had a live launch template that I have in Asana and ClickUp. And then when we were working together with a client, you added in the more technical stuff where it comes to creating the cart and the course hub and all of that every time someone wants to create a product. But then going even further, there's so much more we can do with that now. For instance, something that I want to do is take my launch project and feed it into Claude and then say, this is the kind of launches we want to do. And it can tell me what things I've forgotten. Because sometimes even I don't remember every single thing, even with a template. And then it can fill in those things that we have maybe forgotten. Something else to keep in mind when you're creating these step by steps is an if this, then that. So for instance, if they want to do a 4-day challenge, then the template's going to look slightly different than if they're going to do a masterclass launch only. Or maybe it's only a challenge without a masterclass. So they call it if this, then that. So you can ask those questions. If you're going to do this, then you get this in terms of the template or the step by step. Do you know what I'm saying?
I love it. So you're building the template up as you go, kind of dynamically, and then giving them that customized template rather than having them get some big mega template and then they've got to go through and go, well, I don't think I need that. I don't think I need that. I love that. That's a great idea. I love that idea. I really like that.
And then going in even further with HeyCEO Flow, which is powered by High Level, we can then give them the practical shots and templates for the emails they're going to need for that specific type of launch, the opt-in page, thank you page, replay pages, all the things that they're going to need to just plug and play with the copywriting templates as well. And then keeping in mind that when you've done the brand voice and brand guide and ideal client work, and you have that on a doc that you can feed into Claude, for example, or ChatGPT, we just have a preference for Claude AI, then you can take those email templates and marry it together with your brand voice and say, fill in the blank of this email template, fill in the blank of this opt-in page template. And then you've got something that they can implement so much quicker. Because I find in the past, and having helped hundreds of people going through my brand your expertise online, the copywriting is a big block for people. Not everyone's a copywriter. And now, if we do this right, and if we box clever, we can really make it so easy for people without it being cookie cutter. And that's something I've noticed with templates that we've bought, email marketing templates and all that. They give you their copy, but what am I supposed to do with their copy? They're giving you their offer. Here's all the emails that I wrote for my offer. It's very helpful, and it's a way that everybody delivered stuff in the past to say, here's an example of how I did it for my own business, or here's how a health coach did it, or here's how a whoever did it. But not everyone's built in the way that they can take something like that and apply it to their own business. And you sometimes had people going through courses who just copied the template and just put out your offer because they didn't know what to do with it.
Exactly, because they weren't actually getting it. We've seen some funny things over the years, seen things on social media where people have taken what was supposed to be a template and then they've changed a word or whatever and posted it. And said, no, you've missed the boat here, lady. Like, that's no. Yeah, I get that. And I mean, it's so dead easy. That is really the way we should be delivering courses today and the way we should be structuring our learning management programs is we should be giving people custom stuff. There's no reason with AI and the capabilities in today's day and age that we can't be giving people custom stuff. It's phenomenal what can be done with AI. So yeah, I'm really excited. I think the launch stuff is huge. Then one of the other ideas it gave us was about an ideal client strategy. Again, putting together specifics of who the person's marketing to, asking a few questions and producing that. So it's taking a lot of the knowledge that you were teaching in those lessons that people would have to take on and then go and write out or create their own stuff and actually just creating the tool that will ask them a few questions, whether it's a form or GPT or a bot of some kind, and then actually give them back using your program, your methodology, and your templates to give them back what it thinks it should be giving to them. So that's pretty cool.
The lens that I want people to look at this through is not that what you've done is bad and wrong and terrible. It's really looking at how we can improve things going forward. And in 2025, you need to do that because if you can improve what you're delivering, it's going to help the people get the transformation and the results that you're promising in your marketing. And I think that's where people have really, they've lost faith or they feel burned because they couldn't get the results that was promised in the marketing. So the more practical we can get, and I feel you and I are pretty practical people, so we have given people templates and, even drag and drop sales page templates and things in the past, but now we can take it a step further. So think of it, we're not making anyone wrong for how they've delivered things in the past. We've done that as well, but how can we and change how we're delivering something now to make it relevant now and going forward.
The thing is that they're going to just get better results. And it's not that you're burning down what you had. Those trainings are still there. These are just ancillaries. So these can actually become lead magnets or low-cost options into your program, into your full program, or they become extras that just make your program that much easier to actually, yeah, take in and see the transformation. Because remember, we're going to keep reminding you, you're not selling education in 2025, you're selling the transformation. Transformation or implementation, that's where people are prepared to spend their money, not so much just on the education anymore. It kills me because I always like to go down a rabbit hole, and I know you do as well. And we really like to understand why is this the case and ruminate on things and what have you, but it's just not where the economy is today. This AI also came up with some examples, some quick win products, like launch in 30 days kind of products based on what is already in your program. So it came up with a custom prompt library for course creators. I love that because we could fill that thing between the two of us in about 5 seconds flat, I think. So it would have, for example, a brand survey and then, doing their brand voice. So some of the things we've mentioned already, but so easy to create things like that. And then a positioning and pricing one. So you could put in all that learning on positioning and pricing. How do you position and price your offer? And you could even help them with that. When you're presenting these courses, you think about how many times people stumble on specific steps that they find hard to do. And having a GPT or a bot or some kind of automation provide them the information as a starting point, it's just getting them out of their own way. That's all it's doing. Because you get stuck in paralysis by analysis mode, and then you just don't continue with the program. Even if you could get people invested and back into the next lesson. So when you're kind of tracking how people are going through your course, and obviously this is all possible to do automatically, when they're progressing through the course, you can actually see, okay, now it's been a week or 2 weeks and they haven't progressed to the next lesson. You can actually send them something custom, especially if when you're onboarding that course, you're asking them to fill in some basic information and you have that on hand, then you can send a personalized email to them automatically that's encouraging them to go to the next lesson you want them to watch because XYZ, and you put in the specifics in that automation of why it would be good for them. And that's all very, very, very possible with AI today, and having a decent system, a decent all-in-one system to build on, like SEO Flow. I mean, it's a simple example, it's not a course, but I'll tell you something I'm doing with my digital product idea generator. So I've got a low ticket digital product idea generator that I sell to get people on my mailing list, for example. And that creates exactly as we have been talking about, using AI and having people fill out a form. It then creates three digital product ideas for them. And then I took it one step further, and I actually created a 5 day or 5 email automation that sends them customized emails over the course of a few days that talk about each specific part of how they would, what their next step would be to implement those, one of those ideas, and how they could do it. And it talks about how they can use systems to go ahead and do that process. And it's been incredibly effective. And it's like, it's just unbelievable level of personalization. So, it's literally sending people emails that are about their idea that was generated and what they should do with the next step of that specific idea. It's no longer a generic email that says, well, the next step, once you have your idea, you should create a product. Instead, it's speaking specifically about the idea that was generated for them and their ideal clients. And that's all done automatically. So there's no limit of what you can do and how you can make your courses and programs feel really high touch as well. Because this is the kind of communication that feels like it's coming from your coach, from your mentor, from the course creator directly and specifically to you.
As people go through your modules, traditionally you might have had a nurture sequence that people would go through once they've purchased your course so that you can try and keep them engaged and get them to complete the course. So this is making me think as well that you could customize that if they're filling out forms and the AI can actually customize the responses to them. That would be really cool as well. You're feeding it with their answers so that it feels really custom when they get those emails, so they keep going through the course and they actually get the result.
That's the prime example of how we should be using AI and how customization should happen. I think a lot of people think personalization and customization means if it says, "Hi Chantel," at the beginning of the email, it's personalized. No, my love. In 2025, that ain't personalized. That's baby steps. We're talking real personalization. I mean, it's doing what Amazon has done for a very long time, but without needing the money and the budget of Amazon. So you know how it works with online stores. When you go and purchase a particular product, then you get retargeted with emails from them or adverts that follow you around for similar products or competing products or whatever the case is to try and get that next sale. That's exactly what you're doing. But because somebody's in your program and they're actually engaging with your program, if you just ask them the right questions in the beginning, it just gives you such incredible power and ability to help nurture them through that program and help to encourage them to actually get the knowledge and get the results out the other end rather than stalling, which a lot of people do. I mean, that's the biggest problem, right, with online courses is people finishing them.
I think the percentage of people who actually finish courses is quite frightening. I think having some kind of accountability if it's a self-paced. The other thing that could work really well nowadays is having some kind of workshopping. So having some sessions where, let's say, for example, when we put together how to create your brand voice, AI guide, etc., I think what we should really do is get everybody on Zoom and we all do it together and we actually walk you through it so that by the end of that session, you walk away with your brand voice, with your ideal client, with all of that done by the end of the workshop session so that you've got that to go and feed into AI going forward.
Yeah, 100% tangible, and again, fast, over the course of a 60 or 90-minute workshop. That's what people are looking for today. So let's just give you three action steps to go and do today. If you're a course creator and you're thinking, oh, maybe I need to relook at some of my things or reinvigorate some of them, I think the first one would be have a look at your sales page. Now, hopefully, you are already using results-driven wording and copy in your offer, and hopefully you are already selling the result or selling the benefit rather than the feature on your sales page. And if you aren't naughty naughty, you can start there. But if you are, I think take your sales page, run it through AI, and just analyze how you're delivering that course and get your AI to make suggestions of how you could pivot or add to or tweak your offering to make it easier for somebody to see results in today's economy, where they are expecting more of a transformation. So, making sure your sales page reflects that kind of transformation copy and that the process behind it reflects that as well.
Yeah, you want to make sure you can actually deliver on the promise of the transformation. Because traditionally, marketers have taught us over the years, sell the transformation, sell the sizzle and not the steak. But where people have been burned is that they don't necessarily get the transformation. So, how can we deliver something that helps them to get the transformation through tools and templates and practical stuff, SOPs? What is it that's going to actually help them with that and get the transformation? Because when they get that, you're going to get better client testimonials, and then it will help to sell your offers even better.
And then I'd say action step number two is definitely looking at your bigger programs or your signature programs and figuring out if you need to actually Marie Kondo it, first of all, or whether you should be chopping it down into really little sort of micro implementations and selling those micro implementations more than selling your whole signature program as a whole. Something else that might be a great suggestion is, especially if you have a program that's been running for a long time and many people have gone through it, you definitely have a whole bunch of incredible testimonials that speak specifically about the transformations that people have gone through. That is absolute gold for you. You should take those testimonials, feed those into your AI of choice, like Claude, and say to Claude, based on these testimonials, what is the thing that most people have commented on in those testimonials? And then that should be the focus of deciding what the first offer is you should be bringing to market, as it were. That's potentially like a little snippet out of that section of your course. So, in your case, with your program, let's say 70% of the testimonials spoke about launching. Then it would be a no-brainer that whatever you produce should be specifically out of that module. But if 70% of the testimonials spoke about how mind-blowing the figuring out who their brand voice is, if that was what blew them all away most, then that should be something you should be focused on creating an offer or a specific product out of.
And funny enough, I did that recently because I got a notification from Facebook Meta that they are deleting all of the Facebook Lives that we did in the past. So any Facebook Live that you did that was more than 30 days old, they're literally running out of space. And so they've been sending out these messages that the Facebook Lives are not going to be kept on the platform forever and a day like they have been. So I went back and I know I have short testimonials that people have sent me that are all over my website, all over my sales page. But what I also used to do when I was launching was I would do these longer form interviews during the week of open to close cart, which works really, really well. So I have incredible testimonial interviews with people where they're telling me their before, during, and after transformation story. So I saved them all down because you can download them off of Meta. I put them into Descript, got the transcripts, put the transcripts into Claude, and then that really helped me to get super clear on the ideal client, the pain points, the things that they've had transformations on. And yeah, you're exactly right. I could go back into that and prompt it and go, based on all of this now, from these interviews, and here's my sales page and my current program. Let's marry the transformation up with the sections of the program that help them get the most results, which I'm going to guess is probably a lot to do with launching, but I could be guessing wrong. And it might be, or there might be, two different things or three different things that I can pull out of, what really, really helped them move the needle to get the result, and then go create those offers out of those.
My most well-performing sales pages was actually written based on an excellent client testimonial that I got. We normally recommend you do this anyway, is to feed a few testimonials in when you're creating your sales page copy, because it really helps inform the AI as well about those transformations. So anything where AI can help to implement, target, customize, identify, give people roadmaps. I mean, there's so many angles you could go at this as an existing course creator. And yeah, I hope that you're super inspired about reinvigorating your course or reinvigorating your program. I think we both are. We are both in the throes of reinvigorating a lot of things in our business.
I did a post about this recently, how I was doing a lot of consulting and coaching in my group program, and then I went back into more done for you work for the last 3 years, maybe even a little bit longer. But then what that's done is given me this whole other level of understanding in working in businesses that are at multi six figures, seven figure level, working with teams, and then understanding how there might be more than one person writing copy, and that's why we know we have to create the company brand voices and things like that. So now with this new knowledge of my own, coming back to what our previous offers were and how we can improve that for where I am now. Because remember that if you created a course a couple of years ago, you're a different person now. You have so much more to bring to the table as well. So then how can you improve it going forward and make it even better and bring in all the knowledge that you have now and then improve upon it? And then what I've also done is I've moved my platforms from WordPress, ActiveCampaign, and all of that kind of thing over to HeyCEO Flow, which is your high level white label, which we are also working on with the Leverage CEO show, just to bring you something even more special inside of high level. So we're in this process, we're deep in this process now, which is quite nice to take you along behind the scenes a little bit and how we can feed it all together. And then for me, it's like bringing my Brand Your Expertise online course into the Hey CEO course hub and doing an audit as I go along. So if you are going to change platforms, that might be something to do at the same time. Don't just bring your same old course over. Do the Marie Kondo thing, and a couple of our clients are busy doing this right now. Go through your course, clean it up, but don't only do that. Also, see how you can use AI, see how you can add templates, implementation, and focus on how you can really help the people get the transformation and the results that you're promising through what you're delivering at the same time.